Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually.
To the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Thank you.
We are awakening, awakening, awakening.
We are awakening. That was Miten and David Pramal. You can find out more about their work by going to iTunes, tune in, download, and make everybody happy, including yourself. Miten, to find out more about their work, where they're traveling, where they are, what they're up to, go to their virtual home, David Pramal, Miten.com, DEVAPREMALMITEN.com. If you didn't catch it, Google it. That's their virtual home. That was awakening. We are awakening. We are remembering who and what we are. We are saying yes to life. Yes to the truth. Yes to ourselves. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon and good day to you wherever you happen to be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into yourself first and then tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you know the drill. When you yield to the change, when you embrace the change, when you surrender to the change, guess what? You make a mighty difference. You waiting for that difference. So be the change you want to see. And you are listening to Living in the Yes. The host is Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She is the author of Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent. And I would say it almost every week if I must. Get you one of those books. If you don't get both, it will change your life. Just read one line. And I am the producer, life coach Ade Anifowoshe, the metaphysical rebel, the soul whisperer, here to move things along, to look out for your questions or your comments, your thoughts, because we are here together to grow together. And the number to call is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Today's topic is harmony. You know the drill. Listen. Press 1 to join the conversation. You can post your questions in the chat room, or you can post it on the Life Conversations Radio like page. I'll be happy to get to it. But we prefer if you call in, because this is sort of different energy when we hear your voice and you get to work through what you're working through and get to share what you want to share with us. The number once again is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I think that's all I need to do for now. Other than that, I got to bring on Rev D. Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. That's right. We call her Rev D, and you can too. Hey, Rev D.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome home. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Oh, good day to everyone. It is indeed always an honor and a pleasure to be with you here on this particular show. You know, tell your friends, and remember it is a call-in show. We like to hear from you, so use the phone. You can send in, I think, via Facebook, or tell them how they can get in on the conversation.
Yep, you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You can also post your questions, your comments, your thoughts on the like page, Life Conversations Radio on Facebook. That's the like page. Or if you're in the chat room, those of you listening online, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room as well. I'd be happy to get to it.
Good. Very good. Well, I look forward to those because that's really the whole reason why we're here. It's not for me to give a lecture, but for us to talk together and to reason together, to ask the hard questions of life. There's no question that is off limits, particularly places of confusion or where it's not making much sense, or maybe you need some more clarity on how it works or how exactly do you do something. Not saying that I have the answers, but I tell you, doing the journey with people is certainly making the journey a heck of a lot more fun. Even if we just wallow in there together, it's well worth the venture. So tonight we're going to be talking about harmony. It's the theme this month of October 2015 for the ministry that I have in the Santa Cruz area called Inner Light Ministries. We always do some sort of a spiritual quality as the theme for the month. Anybody that's been listening to me knows that I really like words. Language is my medium. There is a particular process that I've been using for a number of years, or it's been using me, I guess I should say, where there are these prophetic messages that come, and they usually come in the complete form of a letter. There is a series that has been created that Ade was just mentioning. There's two volumes in this Letters from the Infinite series. The first one is The Sacred Yes. The second volume is Your Deepest Intent. There are many, 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 many letters, I mean hundreds and hundreds of letters, that are not published. And one of the things that I reference sometimes is this growing dictionary that's in the making. The dictionary contains spiritual qualities from a perspective of a formula that's used. These spiritual qualities are always essentially described as verbs, that they are activities that are happening in a certain realm in consciousness. The definitions explain what's going on in that realm, and that realm always has these three parts. There's something that we're bringing to the table. There's something that we need to do, or somehow or another we're some activity that's going on there. And there's something that's already happening that we just need to be awake, be aware, connect with in some kind of way. In fact, the title for the second volume, Your Deepest Intent, is a spinoff of one of these spirit definitions. It's the definition, actually, that comes up in the first volume, The Sacred Yes, in the letter called Miracles. And that letter starts off with, a miracle is where your deep intent meets my inexhaustible supply. A miracle is where your deep intent meets my inexhaustible supply. So these things are happening all the time. The miracles, these different spiritual qualities are happening all the time. But there's a component that we have to it. In a miracle, we don't have to figure it out. We don't have to do it. We don't have to have the answers. All we have to have is an intent. Just a deep intent, a place of absolute yes, where we are not contemplating or entertaining no. And when we can muster that up on the inside, then that automatically meets something that's already in the universe, an inexhaustible supply. That's when a miracle appears to occur. Not a specific event. It's not just one thing that happens once in time, but it's an ongoing activity. It's since this inexhaustible supply is there all the time, whenever we show up with our deepest intent and connect with that sense of the inexhaustible supply, that's when the miracles happen. And when we think about it, is that not what's going on in those moments when we're in some kind of deep prayer about something? When we're in deep prayer about something, we are recognizing, we are having the faith that there's more than meets the eye. We're having the faith that there is some kind of supply. There is something out there that is inexhaustible, that is not defined by or limited by just what we know to be the fact. And when we can muster that up in our consciousness, really feel that, and come from a place of not just longing or yearning, but intent. Intent, when we're in a place of intent, it all comes together. Our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our actions, we're not at cross purposes anymore. When we get in that kind of place of alignment, and that hooks up with this inexhaustible supply that's already here, then it looks like miracles to us. But miracles are everyday occurrence. That's how these spiritual definitions go. So the definition that it has of harmony and these spirit letters, it says, harmony is where your individualism merges into my integrated wholeness. Harmony is where your individualism merges into my integrated wholeness. One more time. Harmony is where your individualism merges into my integrated wholeness. Where your individualism. Now, I want to make a distinction here, as I did in my last sermon, between individualism and individuality. Okay? This is individualism, not your individuality. Our individualism is when we are so stuck on our individuality that we act like we're the only thing that matters. It's that place where we are so obsessed in me, me, my, that we prioritize ourselves over everything else. Your individuality is your uniqueness. It's your place of being in the world. Okay? Too many of us are afraid that somehow or another, harmony, oneness, that we're going to lose our complete individuality. God is not the Borg. If any of you have ever looked at Star Trek, you know, there's this species in Star Trek called the Borg. And the Borg just operate as one big collective consciousness. They literally gobble up people and turn them into robots. But these mechanisms, these like machines basically, where they don't think anymore. They don't have any feelings anymore. They don't have any sense of themselves at all. God is not the Borg. God is not going to assimilate you into some kind of cosmic soup so that there's no you anymore. Quite the contrary. God wants each and every one of us. Breathe that in. God wants each and every one of us. Not in spite of yourself, but for yourself. Every hurt, every pain, every trial, every tribulation, every thing that you've ever learned, every mistake, every degree, every relationship, every pain, every triumph, all of that is something that Spirit will use. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to hide from. Everything we've ever gone through is part of our own unique ministry. And if we bring that to the table, bring that to the table, then there's a way that we can be part of the great symphony of life. This individualism, on the other hand, which I think we as a nation have way too much of, is a place of self-centeredness. If you think about an athletic team, for example, okay, it isn't really a team until there's some harmony amongst the players, until they allow their individualism to merge into some kind of integrated wholeness. You can have a bunch of all-stars. And the National Basketball Association, the NBA, has proven that many times. You can have a bunch of all-stars, but that doesn't make a team. Because if everybody is just out for themselves and showboating and not, you know, doing the drills, passing the ball, taking advantage of each other's strengths and weaknesses and coming up with some sort of strategic plan here, then it's going to fall apart. You know, nothing's going to happen. If you have a choir, what makes the beauty of the choir is when you don't just hear a bunch of individual voices. They're in harmony with one another. They're paying attention. They're listening to one another. They're adjusting their volume, their tonality to be a blend. Does the basketball player lose individuality? No. People are counting on that player to have skills. Because just like a bunch of good players don't make a team doesn't make one a good player. Just because you're on a good team doesn't mean you're a good player. You, in your individuality, have to do your own work. You have to show up as a good player to be able to surrender yourself to a team. The same thing with a choir. But just because you're in a good choir doesn't make you a good singer. And yet to have a good choir, you've got to have people who are willing to sing and who can sing and who are willing to sing cognizant of the fact that there are other people there. This harmony is where your individualism merges into my integrated wholeness. And I like that concept of merge. I'm in California, and most of California is very difficult to get around transportation-wise unless you have a car. So most Californians drive, and we're very noted for our freeways, our highway systems. I'm from Los Angeles. Those things can get really large. You can have 17 lanes, literally, between the things going on both directions with the on and off ramps and the middle lanes and all the rest of that stuff. And there's usually a lane that's on the side that's used for ingress and egress. It's used for getting on and getting off. It gives you a little space, okay, to merge off and to merge on. And what you're doing in that lane is you're paying attention. You're timing yourself so that you can fit in. You're timing yourself so that you can blend in. Part of merging, the process of merging, is a yielding. It's a yielding. When you yield, you don't bogart ahead. You slow down a little bit. You step down a little bit. And actually allow something else to go in front of you. Okay? To yield is not to let somebody run over you. You know, to yield doesn't take anything away from you. And you can see people sometimes. And I know I get really annoyed when somebody sees me trying to get on, and instead of giving me the space, they speed up as though, I'm not going to let you get ahead of me. You know, it's like, really? Really? You going to make this personal? Hey, I'm just getting on the freeway. Nobody's getting ahead of you just because the car enters the lane. Well, that's how we do in life. We're sometimes so afraid that people are going to get ahead of us, or we're too afraid to follow divine guidance. Divine guidance is a yielding process. We have to yield. We let the spirit of the living God go before us. See? Now, you can rush in anyway. You can come to an intersection, and you can just go in that intersection because you have the right of way. But if you don't pay attention and yield and just merge when it's safe, you could have the right of way, and you know what? You could be dead right. That's exactly what you could be. As a matter of fact, in the state of California, we have a thing called the last out, where it doesn't even matter who had the right of way. It's who could have prevented the accident. That's deep when you think about it. So if you rear end somebody, for example, you're always wrong. That's an automatic, because you shouldn't have been close enough to rear end anybody. There's a merging when your individualism merges. And where is it going to merge? It's going to merge into integrated wholeness. I love that. Integrated wholeness. That harmony is about wholeness. The root word of integrated is the word integer, which does mean whole. To integrate is not just to bring all the pieces together randomly. I didn't understand that growing up. I was a kid in the 60s. And, you know, in L.A. and watching Watts burn, well, a couple of times. King was assassinated, burned again. Burned and Rodney King. L.A. burned a lot. And all the busing and the school busing and all the rest of that. And, you know, I just knew of integration or racial integration. It just seemed to be about mixing things up so that it wasn't separate or segregated. But it wasn't mixing it up just for the sake of mixing it up. It's to create a wholeness. Because you can't have a whole society if the races are separate and segregated. There's no wholeness in separation. There's not. So we reach, we experience this place of harmony. Did you catch this? When we do something, harmony is not an external thing that we chase after. And most of us are thinking, well, there'll be harmony when all these other people change, when so-and-so stops doing this, when this one starts doing that, when this thing changes, that thing changes, as though harmony is this external thing that somehow happens. No. Harmony starts internally first, when your individualism merges into integrated wholeness. Think of this in your lives. Think of this at home. Think of this on your job. Because I guarantee you, if there's any place of inharmony, it's because there's too much individualism. I'm going to say that again. If there's a place of inharmony, there's too much individualism. I don't care whether you're talking about a marriage. I don't care whether you're talking about global politics. where there's too much me, my country, my religion, my political group, you know, my race, my ethnicity, my whatever. There's too much individualism at the sacrifice of some sense of integrated wholeness. So yes, harmony is possible. It doesn't mean you have to give up yourself, but it does mean you have to give up your self-centeredness and it being all about you. Think about your home. How many of us are stuck in these dramas, whatever, with our kids, with our mates, with our parents, whatever. And it's the battle of the egos up against each other. And you don't get to that place of harmony by pushing your own agenda. It's not where harmony comes. Harmony comes when you realize that there's something bigger and greater than you. And when you surrender that individualism, there's a synergy that gets created. So that the team is greater than the sum of its parts. So that the choir is greater than the sum of the individual singers. So that the power of the family, the power of the marriage, the power of the office is greater than the sum of the individual people in it. Can you have harmony? Yes. But it's not going to fall out of the sky. We have to be willing to let go of some of that individualism to experience. We have to pay more attention to the wholeness. Everybody take a breath as we take a break.
Yes, you're listening to Living in the Yes, Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. Today's topic, tonight's theme, is harmony. I've got my brain ticking along. I've got some questions. And if you have any questions or got something you want to share, a breakthrough, a miracle, a testimony, maybe it's been a long time since you've listened to the show and you can, you're here now. wink. 347-426. 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And you can also post your questions in the chat room for those of you listening online. I'll be happy to get to it. Or post it on the Like page, Live Conversations Radio Like page on Facebook. But we prefer if you call in. We are going to take a break, and we're going to continue the conversation with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. The theme, the topic is harmony, and you are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. It makes sense of music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the Playground of Life, The Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. SeekerFest, a music-filled celebration of spirituality, philosophy, science, and religion. Here is Christine Joel to tell us about SeekerFest.
SeekerFest is a festival that celebrates the convergence of spirituality, science, philosophy, and religion. It's all about celebrating the many paths to universal truth through art, music, spoken word, and TED Talk-like presentations.
What inspired you to create SeekerFest?
What inspired me to create SeekerFest was really a recognition of a lack of a space for people who had an obscure faith or a different spiritual path or didn't realize they were on a spiritual path. People who were seekers didn't have really a place to find fellowship and to seek fellowship.
SeekerFest sounds like a great place for people with different belief systems to celebrate their differences and what they have in common. Well, for more information, go to theseekerfest.com. That's theseekerfest.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. And the SeekerFest, to find out more about SeekerFest, is theseekerfest.com. That is happening this month, August 24th, 2015. And I'll be there facilitating percussion discussion. If you want to find out more about it, just come over there. It's in Atlanta. TheSeekerFest.com. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. Tonight's topic is harmony. And we invite you to join the conversation. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll be happy to come to you, or you can post your questions in the chat room or the Life Conversations Radio like page. We thank all of you that are listening, those of you listening on the phone lines, online, some of you we can't see, but we know you're there. And those of you listening to the archive, thank you. And a special shout out to those of you who share the show, because that's how we build the show, expand the show. Thank you for all that you do. Rev D, welcome back. Rev D, are you there? Oh, not. Rev D? Okay, what's going on here? Yeah, I've been having some technical stuff going on behind the scenes here. Hold on, let's try this. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
today's been an interesting day. I'm going to recognize that Mercury is retrograding, but I'm not going to completely blame Mercury. I just say life is, well, it could be. It's not even a blame. It is what it is. But so this is what we're going to do. I need to find out. Red D, if you're muted by any chance, maybe that's what it is, but I am going to do something. And then, oh yeah, this is a good one to play. We're calling Rev D. This is Bridget Bryant calling me. We'll be back. Let me see if I can get Rev D back on.
Here I am.
Ah, there you are.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, there's been some technical stuff, the files that I'm playing and not playing when they're supposed to play, but welcome back. So, yes, you are listening to Living in the Yes. We played Bridget Bryant calling me, and Rev D's here. It works. So, Rev D, you have been talking about individualism and individuality. I need some clarity on that. Because you said that where there's disharmony, it means there's too much individualism. And then harmony, harmony is where your individualism merges into my integrated wholeness?
Correct.
Is that correct? Yes. So I'm kind of just playing it. So it seems like individualism is what causes disharmony. And
say that again?
Individualism. The definition of harmony is
individualism on its own.
Oh, without merging into the integrated wholeness.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay. Whew. Okay. All right. I'm clear now.
Yeah.
So
if you're willing to surrender the individualism,
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to allow it to merge, okay, your individuality is you. Okay, your individualism is your capacity to operate like there's only you. We have a world, we have a society that's way too individualistic. where we don't see the greater good, the greater whole. We're not concerned with it. You know, much to our detriment, which is why we don't have any harmony here. You know, the rest of the modern world is looking at us like we're crazy. With all the shootings and killings and stuff that we have, they're like, what is wrong with you in the United States?
Yeah, that makes sense now. So that's why you're given the analogy of merging into the highways. It's almost like the individualism has to dissolve, has to really just become one with every. Well, no, I don't want to say become one.
No, it has to really choose to act like it's not the only thing there.
Mm.
It's like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Okay, so what this means is like, if I'm in a choir, I can showboat. I can sing and belt out. I could. If I'm a star basketball player, I could hog the ball.
Right.
Shoot it every time. I don't have to pass it. Okay? When I pass it, I'm not giving up my individuality. Mm. Actually, I'm showing another aspect of my game. But as I pass it, I'm giving up my individualism to feel like I'm the only one who can shoot it, the only one that should shoot it. I know this game is all about me.
Mm.
Yeah.
A team is a wholeness where the individuals are working together as a unit because they have surrendered their individualism.
Got it.
There's a movie that I really like, Drumline. Great movie. And it's all about the battle of the bands that happened in the historically black colleges. Good, good stuff. I mean, great stuff. And a lot of it's real footage. And the precision of these drum lines is off the chart. And it's all about, the story is revolving around this one guy who, Nick Cannon, as a matter of fact, who, you know, thinks he's got it like that. You know, and he does. But his unwillingness to really be part of the line and make the line better, the way he kept breaking ranks to show off, wasn't working. And he actually got thrown out. Blew his mind, even though he was the best drummer. So he had to redeem himself back on the line, you know, to get back on the line. And he had to learn that he didn't have to give up his individuality. He didn't have to play less or smaller. He just had to find a way to fit in so that it wasn't just about him.
So she said earlier, if harmony seems to be missing, we have to bring it. We have to bring what we think is missing, like all the other spiritual qualities. We have to be what we want to see. We have to be willing to dissolve, to yield.
Fit in. Fit in. It's like if you want harmony in the family, I'm not asking all my kids to dissolve. What I'm saying is, find a way that all of you can be here. Individualism doesn't allow for give and take. There's no cooperation in that. So it's like, we can work this out. Okay? Maybe it means we watch this cartoon right now, and then tonight we go to the basketball game. You know? The 5-year wants a cartoon. Okay, cool. You know, we'll do that. No, I'll have some popcorn here. You ain't gonna die. And then the 15-year-old wants to go to the basketball game. Okay, and then we'll go to the game. Have some more popcorn there. Five-year-old ain't going to die. Where you have an intent to have some kind of shared experience. You know, you have an intent to see not only yourself, but them as part of the whole that you want to be connected to. That's not what most of us want. I've been doing couples counseling for decades. And most of the time when people have come to couples counseling, they have no intent to change. They're coming to couples counseling because they're hoping that a third party can get through to this bozo. They're hoping that a third party can articulate to their partner what they have not been able to get through. Like some mediator is going to help them make their case. Help this other one see the light. Very few people have any intention whatsoever of actually changing. But you know what? It doesn't start to change till you get up off your side. That individualism, it doesn't start to shift until you do that. It doesn't mean you've got to change your opinion. It just means that the divisiveness has to stop. The hatred in your heart has to stop. The unwillingness to engage and to speak and to communicate and to touch has to stop. And I'm as sure as I'm here, the change doesn't come when they understand you. The change starts to come for you, not when they understand you.
Mm-hmm.
You start to feel better. When you, now I won't say better, it starts to shift when you start to see what they're saying. That may not make you feel better, but it can bring harmony. Harmony is uncomfortable sometimes.
I think because of the uncomfortability, sometimes we're often looking for the other person to change so we can have harmony. So I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm
I
saying.
Stay to say, yes. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want you to change. You put down your weapons, and then we'll have harmony in the world. You stop building nuclear weapons, and then there's going to be harmony. Now, we're going to keep building ours.
Right.
But you stop building yours. That isn't what happens. If another white officer never shot another black kid or black man in the United States, that would be a wonderful thing. But you know what? That is not going to bring harmony to our community.
Oh, no, that's right.
We got to stop shooting each other. Number one cause of death among black males is not by white cops. It's shooting each other. Because they're not seeing an integrated wholeness. Me, my territory, my turf, my gang, my this, my that. Instead of saying, brother, you black as I am. Shoot. What am I shooting you for?
Mm-hmm.
We in this thing together. Really. I mean, that's how I learned to get over it. Because
yeah.
Once you get into all the division, it never stops. But I remember back in the days when the men and women were fighting each other all the time in the gay community, when it was just the gay community. And I mean, in all the folks, it just like people just couldn't get along. Couldn't get along for anything. And I remember one day when I finally figured it out. And I said to myself, you know what? When the police vans come and the trucks come, and I just start thinking about everything, you know, Europe, World War II, or whatever, like the Jews weren't the only ones that went to the concentration camps. Gay people and sick people and elderly people and Polish folks. I mean, there were a whole lot of people in those camps. Like 11 million people died in those camps. 6 were Jews. 6 million were Jews. But there's 5 million other people that were also killed in the Holocaust that we never talk about. And, I finally just kind of figured out, just even at a small level, that when the sweep comes, if you're going to be in the back of the cop wagon with me, you're not my enemy. You are not the one I should be fighting. I mean, these days I all have a whole new perspective, but it took baby steps to really get me into this harmony thing. Any callers? We run out of time here.
We just have people listening right now, people listening in the chat room. If you have any questions or you have something you want to share, 347.
Any chats going on?
No, they're just listening. I think they love the sound of your voice and what you're saying. They're just taking it all in. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Rev D, I was having a conversation today and with a friend, and it was about how where we are, we have thought ourselves to this place. Like what we're experiencing is based on what we've been thinking. We thought ourselves to this place. And as we were having a conversation, I was thinking sometimes I kind of go back and forth is it just solely that we have thought ourselves to this place, or are we joining with an intelligence? So we do have a choice. And because there seems to be this conversation as in, well, if you're dealing with this, your thinking brought you here. Where's the role of the soul, of the spirit, of the divine mind? Go ahead.
It's too limited.
Okay.
It's not necessarily your thinking, but thought and consciousness has created it. See, it's like if you're enslaved, your enslavement isn't necessarily due to your own individual consciousness, but enslavement is the pure result of consciousness. It's not natural. You're not going to just find it. It's thought up. And the reason why we stress this with people is that if it's thought up, it can be unthought. That too often we see the ugly stuff that goes on in the world as though that's just the way that it is, or like somehow it's human nature. It's like, no, it's not human nature. It's human forgetfulness. It's human's lack of understanding. But just as you can start racism, you can end it. Just like you can start a slave trade, you can end it. That's the place that we come from in this. And so for people who do suffer these various kinds of things, to not feel like they are defined by it, there's a big difference. Enslaved to living with the identity as a slave. See, when the freedom train comes along, the only people who are going to get on it are not slaves. The ones who get on the freedom train are the ones who are going, what is a free person like me doing so unjustly enslaved? I ain't seen no freedom. I never know no black person who was free. But in my soul, I know this is wrong. In my soul, I know I'm not supposed to be here. This isn't me. This isn't right. And I'm not going to stay in it. That's what we're talking about. Because if you just accept it as normal in the way that it is, then you become it. And you don't do any effort to try to get out of it or change it. You just let it be. We wind up in our complicity being co-conspirators. We wind up colluding. Every time we're like, yeah, you know that's how it is. Yeah, you know, the man always keeping us down. You know how hard it is for a brother out here. Well, you know. Girls seem like as soon as you get up, they be trying to knock you down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. You know they. Don't get caught up in that. It's so important. This is so important. I can't say it enough. That when we talk about the consciousness, it's not for the point of blaming or judging or saying that you're there just as a result of your own consciousness. What we're saying is that your consciousness can get you out of anything. That regardless of whose consciousness created the circumstances that you're in, your consciousness can shift your relationship to it.
So with that, rather than say that, well, your consciousness created that, or your thinking, well, no, let me phrase that, your thinking created your experience,
I got to stop you right there.
Okay.
You must make a distinction between the circumstances and your experience. The circumstances and the conditions are not your experience. Your experience is how you name the circumstance, what you think about it.
Right.
To that extent, you are 100% responsible for your experience. You are 100% responsible for what you make of it, what you do with it, how you see it, how much you let it define you. Where you take it from here, how angry you get, how inspired you get, how depressed you get, how ambitious you become, how low you go, how high you bounce back up, you know, who co-signs for you, what you try to do, your response to it, all of that you are 100% responsible for your experience. You are not 100% responsible for all the stuff that goes on and that happens to you.
Right.
Drunk driver comes along, bam, kills your kid in the car. You're not responsible for that. I'm not going to say your consciousness made that drunk driver kill your kid. But what I am going to say is where you go from here is your experience. whether you stay angry and withdraw and sullen, whether you practice forgiveness, whether you get involved in some drunk driver or anti-drunk driving campaign, you know, whatever. That's you.
So, I mean, you actually helped me fine-tune my question. So then, the circumstances is a result of collective consciousness, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. That distinction is not always made when we're having that conversation. It's usually put on the person that you thought it, you created it, law of attraction put you in this situation. Right.
No. There is collective consciousness. Somebody drunk driving hits your daughter, kills her, that is a result of consciousness. There's no question about that. But it's, once again, it's almost full circle here, where there's a lack of understanding about energy. Energy can't be contained. There's no such thing as one person's individual consciousness. There's no such thing as that. We're all kind of in this thing together. You can't really say where one starts and another ends. We're all part of this big dance. Because even when you decide, I'm not going to let this rule me, you know, you're the slave getting on the freedom train. The reason why there's a freedom train is because of some other people's consciousness. Other people's consciousness created the freedom train that then inspires you. We're all in this together. It's more a question of kind of like, what frequencies are you vibrating with? It's like there's a broadcast going on. It's country western and rock and roll and classical and hip-hop. And there's just all these stations going on. Talk radio and you just get to dial in wherever you want to, but wherever you dial in amplifies. Wherever you put your consciousness, you amplify that, and you become a conduit for that stream of consciousness, for that vibration. So when I say you can change your consciousness, I'm not just saying like you can just get out there and change it. What I'm saying is you can switch the dial, so that you can get on some other frequencies that are out there. You don't have to stay in the frequency of oppression. You can be on the frequency of freedom. You control your dial, so to speak, or button, I guess it is now.
Right? You click the button.
Yeah. And you control your touch screen.
Yes. That's more like it, touch screen.
It's just like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's just all the, my God, there's just millions and millions and millions of things. And you notice, so, you know, whatever, you know, Britney Spears, Rihanna, you know, they can have a billion hits. Just like boggles the mind. That's what it means when something goes viral. Okay? It means that, like, one person put it out there, but all these other people have joined the bandwagon, and they're sharing it, and they're thinking about it, and now it's in their consciousness, and they're helping to multiply it. And it may be their individual creation, but anything you look at on YouTube, you can see within it, like where it's coming from, so to speak. You know, what it relates to, what it's connected to, what it's about. Not just about that one person. We're all connected.
Got it.
You want to be in harmony, You're looking for God's wholeness. You're looking for God's wholeness. Not yours, but God's.
So harmony, in short, we can say it's moving from the me consciousness to a we consciousness, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Or any kind of exclusionary. Like maybe you're an athlete and you're always pushing your body and you're pushing your body, but you're not in harmony with your rest cycles. You know? So you're out of balance. You need to rest more. You know, maybe you eat too much. And you're out of harmony with what your heart wants. I mean, physically. to be in balance, you have to think of your body as like a whole thing. What does my body need? And I have to surrender my individualism, that capacity I have to just like sit here and keep eating Krispy Kreme donuts. I can do that, but is that what's best for the whole of my body? Sure, it tastes good on the tongue, but what impact is that having on the whole of my body? Is this harmony thing? It's not just about other people, but it's a state of wholeness about everything. And are we willing to give up our right or our choice to be out of balance to get into balance?
Well, it's about that time to release the show.
Yeah.
And thank you, Rev D, as always. And Rev D will be back next week. And to find out more about Rev D, you can go to her personal website, deborahjohnson.org, and make sure you check out innerlightministries.com. Rev D, thank you very much.
Okay.
And we look forward to talking with you next week.
All right.
Peace
and blessings to everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Life is good. It's getting better. You've been listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She'll be back next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on Life Conversations Radio. All the shows are archived, so you can always listen again. LifeConversationsRadio.com. And make sure you check out Rev D's site, InnerLightMinistries.com. Her services are streamed. And you can also find her on YouTube. And if you don't have Sacred Yes or Your Deepest Intent, get it. It would all make sense. It's almost time to release the show. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Rev D was talking about harmony. Well, Carly Jackson is going to remind us that we are one. And
Make sure you tune in on Thursday for the Play Experience with Ambassador Fair. And if you are in Atlanta this Sunday, join John Stringer and myself and other musicians. John Stringer is releasing his first solo CD, and it's actually made now. So there's going to be a concert. If you go on his page, you get all the information you need, or mine, John Stringer. Or his website address is John Stringer, Inc. John Stringer, INC.com. This is Carly Jackson. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes. And I will see you back here on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Peace and blessings. Carly Jackson, we are one.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we
Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.